Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. Harry Sadu is with us, the former mayor pro tem of Anaheim. Welcome.
Thank you, Don.
And Penny Lambright is with us, Patriots and Paws. Welcome.
Thank you for having us back.
Glad to have you with me. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronzeroradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. What are we going to celebrate today? You know, we had July 4th. We celebrated our Independence Day. We had National Bikini Day this week, Fried Chicken Day this week, Macaroni Day, Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. Now, I can't celebrate that one since I have no daughters. You can enjoy that, I hope. National Strawberry Sunday Day? Okay. We'll just celebrate. We'll find something to celebrate. It's Friday, and I know it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere, so that'll do. Then we can get a head start on National Chocolate with Almonds Day tomorrow, Sugar Cookie Day on Sunday. We'll have a good time on any one of those. I guess we better take a look at the market. It's the yo-yo stock market. We've got it going again. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 90 points. Yesterday at this time, it was down 80 points, so got a big nothing burger there. Oil down $1.39 per barrel on oil. Probably going to tell me that in Taxifornia, we're probably still paying way too much money for our gasoline. Probably my guess is, I haven't looked at it yet this morning, but it is coming up on screen right now. $2.25.9 is the national average of a gallon of gasoline in the country. If you want good pricing on gas, go to South Carolina to fill it, 93.7. Think about that, $1.93.7 in South Carolina. And right here in Taxifornia, we're paying $2.93.1. Yeah, that's not an exciting number, and I think my guys fell asleep on me. Hawaii, 305, at least we're not the highest in the country. Generally, we're a little bit higher than Hawaii. But then again, we probably just give a little bit of time to our friends in Sacramento. They'll probably come up with another tax for us so that we can get a little bit ahead of Hawaii. We don't like to be second in anything, especially when it comes to taxes. Moving right along. U.S. 10-year. We're going to head down to 185. We'll see if that still comes to pass, but we'll see about that. Big day to talk about Red Shirt Friday, but Jobs Friday also. Jobs, the economists, they thought that we were going to get 179,000. Unemployment went up. Now, I'm on the side of people saying that when unemployment goes up in certain instances, that's a good thing. So unemployment went from 4.3% to 4.4%. Why is that a good thing? Well, it means that people are trying to get back into the workforce, and that is being proven by the labor participation rate. It went from 62.7 to 62.8. I know it seems like it's just a little number, but going up with the labor participation rate means people are starting to go back to work. They're figuring that maybe it's better to get a job than get a handout. Think about that concept. Our U6 number, that's a biggie. Now, I talk to you about that all the time. U6 comes from the same place as the U3, and I know it sounds technical, and I know it sounds economics, and probably sounds like I've got nothing better to do with my time, which is probably true. But U6 is at 8.6%. That is the unemployed and underemployed. So when we look at the U3, that being the 4.4% unemployment, yeah, you know how they define employment? 1 hour of work for pay in the month. That means you're employed. Doesn't mean you can eat, but you are employed. 1 hour of work for pay. Now, U6, that talks about unemployed and underemployed. We're at a 16-year low on that number at 8.6%. Weekly wages went up a little bit, not a whole lot. The last couple of months, Well, the economists got those wrong. Even after they count, I think in Washington, they probably even have to take their shoes off to get some of these numbers because they just had to revise the May number up by 14,000 jobs, the April number up by 33,000 jobs, put those together, and obviously it's 47,000 job increase. Private sector added 187,000 jobs. I don't know why the government, they added 35,000 jobs. At least it's local hiring, not in Washington, D.C., so that's a good thing. Part-time unemployment, 5.3 million, not a whole lot of change there. The average work week, I love looking at the average work week, 34.5 hours. Now, some people call that Wednesday, but 34.5 is the average work week. We're going to talk to Harry Sadu about that one because he's a great American success story. Wonder what 34.5 hours, Harry, is that called Wednesday? Might have been Tuesday. Amazing. Here's a good leading indicator. Most of the jobs numbers are backward looking, but the leading indicator is temporary health services. Added 13,400 jobs there. So where are people going to work at? Well, healthcare added 37,000 jobs, social assistance 23,000 jobs. We're getting the miners back. They've added 8,000 jobs in that area. Professional business services added 35,000 jobs. Construction, 16,000 jobs. You see that common denominator there? Right now, I'm looking at retail. That was up 8,100 jobs. That's the biggest number since January. I'm not a big fan of looking at the retail jobs because, for the most part, that's great that people are working, but the high-paying jobs, healthcare, mining, financial, professional business services, those are people that can go out there and buy stuff, that can go out there and live. They can go out there and get a new car. They can get a new house. They can continue doing things over time. They add to the economy. Those are the jobs that we want to continue to see increasing. When we start looking at retail, most of the retail sector jobs are not high-paying jobs. Nothing wrong with them. I'd love to see people getting involved in the workforce. That's why I'm a big proponent of even, you know, the McDonald's of the world, the Carl's Jr. of the world. Those are great places. I hate the concept of a minimum wage. Why? Because I want people to be looking forward. I want them to say, you know something? This is where my child goes to learn a work ethic and work hard and move on. Right? You start saying $15. They're proving in Seattle that the $15 an hour minimum wage does not get people more money. It gets them unemployed. And it brings down their average income by $125 a week. Think about that. It does not help people. Oh, it just drives me crazy because the media doesn't want to tell you these things. They want to say that, oh, it's great going for $15. It's a great headline. Can you live? You know what $15? Now, think about this concept. $15 an hour, if it was full time, $15 an hour means you're excited to be making $30,000 a year. Now, if you're making $20,000, that's a good thing. But $30,000 a year means you're making $2,500 a month. And in Orange County, California, the average apartment rents for $1,900. After your taxes, some of them you have to pay certain ones, FICA tax, you still have to pay that, right? So after you've made your $2,500, you pay your taxes, you pay your $1,900 in rent, you've got about $200, $300 to live on the rest of the month. Is that what you're excited about? Now think about the contrast of that is if it's your kids making $10 an hour, working those same jobs just to supplement their income, maybe a summer job, and you're getting it going to work in the construction sector that just added, 16,000 jobs, or professional business services that added 35,000 jobs. Think about that concept. Maybe those folks are making $50,000, $60,000 a year. Do you see the difference? Do you see why it's important for us not to focus on minimum wage and to focus on good-paying jobs that continue to have the duplication factor? Think about that. Every time somebody buys a new house, well, you've got a moving company that's going to help or a truck rental company. They're going to buy boxes. They might do some home improvements. You've got a real estate agent that made money. You've got a loan broker that made money. You've got an escrow officer, a title company. See all the other ancillary services that are making money because somebody bought a new house? That's where our focus really needs to be. We're going to talk more about this when we come back, because I'll get off my soapbox. We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. Patriots and Paws. Guess what that means? I bet you can understand. And a great American success story. Can it still be done in America? That's the big question. Or is it just something of the past? We'll talk about that as well. The National Association of Realtors shows now isn't a great time to sell your house. Three rules of student loan borrowing. Oh, I don't know about that one. The part of retirement nobody plans for. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Our house in the middle of...
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The National Association of Realtors says that, now is a great time to sell. And we all realize that the best time to sell anything is when demand is high, supply of that item is limited. Two major reports issued by the National Association of Realtors revealed information that suggests that now continues to be a great time to sell your house. So we're going to first look at the latest Realtors Confidence Index, the existing home sales report. Confidence Index, every month NAR surveys over 50,000 real estate practitioners about their expectations for home sales, prices, and market conditions. This month, the index showed again that home buying demand continued to outpace supply in, this is for the May's report is what we're just looking at. I just saw a report came out today, average month days on market for a house, 27 days on the market. The existing home sales report, the most important data revealed in the report was not sales, but was instead the inventory of homes for sale. Total housing inventory rose 2.1% to 1.96 million homes available. 4.2 months supply, not good. Unsold inventory of 8.4% lower than a year ago, marking the 24th consecutive month. So think about this. If we've got all these people wanting to buy houses, you've got one that you're thinking about selling, now might be a good time to do it. Take action. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So I thought during this this week of our Independence Day, our July 4th celebration, might be fun to chat with Harry Sadu. Right? I mean, Harry, you are the epitome of... I don't think you don't appear to have been around the time of independence, but the epitome of the American dream, right? Our forefathers came here with the idea of a better life, a better world, making things better for their family, you know, and that's what 250 years ago. And you know, sometimes we look at these things, and we're talking during the break. I look at this snowflake society where everybody's entitled. But your story of your life is really quite an accomplishment. Coming here, I mean, you were probably very, very fluent in English.
Well, thank you, Don. Again, it's an American dream story, just like all the immigrants who migrated to the United States for years and years. My story goes the same way. I came to this country 43 years ago and with $6 in my pocket.
$6.
Only $6. And landed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's where the independence came in, you know. And I remember that days that my father said, if you want to be successful, go and get a job. So guess what, Ron? It all started with I started working late at night in Holiday Inn earning $2.85
an hour. $2.85 an hour.
And working for about 30 to 35 hours, and I said, my dad said, go to school. Without education, you won't get anywhere. So that's how my journey started, working at the age of 18 years of age, you know, started with Holiday Inn, working as a janitor.
You know, so and that's our society, because it's very fascinating, because I know I've listened to your story many times. I love listening to it each time. My dad, when I was little, I started cleaning toilets. He said, if you clean toilets, never look down at anybody.
Absolutely true.
Right? I mean,
absolutely true.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's got you to a point where you are today, right? I mean,
yeah.
So talk, 18 years old.
18 years old, start working, saving a few dollars, and start going to college in the morning. I started with community college, and 2 years later, I transferred to Drexel University, and I became an engineer. In 1978, I graduated as a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering.
Holy cow, I can't even spell those things, and then know what they do, mechanical engineering.
Well, again, you know, I was always a hands-on guy, liked to do, fiddle around with the tools and the cars, and, you know, so I was good with my mind working on mechanical things, so that's how I became a mechanical engineer. And it was funny that right after that, I got hired with a lot of different companies, but what made me move to California is a job. Job brought me to California with Hughes Aircraft.
Okay.
That's where I started. I spent almost 10 years with them, almost from 1980 to almost 1990 that I worked at Hughes Aircraft.
You know, it's fascinating here because I've heard your story. I don't obviously can't memorize everybody's story that I talk to, but you know, in the opening monologue this morning, I'm talking about the concept of an entry level job that's just something to get you through, to get your work ethic.
Yes.
And that's kind of sounds like your story, right? I mean, you're working nights and going to school during the day.
Absolutely. This is where it comes in, that as an entry-level job, that's where the experience comes in. That's where it gives you an experience of at least how people, how to have the work ethics of anything beneath your level, cleaning the toilets or cleaning the floors. Guess what? This is what I do today. I have, my business is where I work in, I own Al Pollo restaurants. Guess what? Most of the jobs are entry-level jobs.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And this is where I always tell people when they come to work, I said, this is the starting point in your life. And work hard and make sure when the customer comes in, take care of them. They are the one who's going to take care of you.
You know, something that's a fascinating comment there as well, Harry, because a lot of times people don't look at that concept and they say, you know, something, my boss, you as the owner of the El Pollo Loco, you really don't, you write a check. But it's that consumer that comes in there that's everybody's real boss.
Absolutely, because customer is the one who is paying these the kids who are working at the minimum jobs their wages, and that's why every time the minimum wage goes up, it hurts a business like me because I have to raise the prices to make up that difference, and that's when it hurts a small business like myself.
So it's either you have two options, I would say, think right? It's either raise the prices or try and get people to be more productive so you can reduce the man hours.
Absolutely, and I have done that. I have done quite a bit that I hire more people on minimum wage and keep up the business still going and to reduce the hours of the people who've been working. I mean, that's the way it hurts the actual entry-level jobs, people coming to my business.
That's amazing to me how that continues to baffle people, how they don't understand that concept.
Yeah.
So continue the journey. So 1990, Hughes, 10 years.
After that, working for 10 years, I got laid off. Hughes Aircraft was bought out by GM, and they wanted me to move to, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. I said, no, my wife loves here, and she wants to stay here. So guess what? I got laid off. So when I got laid off, my work ethic always was, I will not go for a handout. I want to go and start a business.
Wow.
That's where my wife said, I'll work, you go and try your luck in starting a business. So guess what? I became a real estate broker.
Wow. I've heard of a couple of them.
Yes. I got a real estate broker license and I worked hard. Within 2 years of, I can tell you that real estate brokers make good money if you work hard and have a good ethics. And I made a lot of money, and that's where my journey started, that earning good money, and I invested in my first restaurant within 2 years is Burger King.
Wow.
I started with Burger King, my first restaurant. And the history goes from last 25 years that this country has been great to me, that I worked hard, and because of the working hard, I built up close to about 28 restaurants in the last 25 years.
28 restaurants.
28 restaurants.
That's amazing how that journey, but and again, it's the whole thing with immigrant. We hear people talking about the immigrant society, and a lot of people that come here as immigrants, legal immigrants, all they're looking for is an opportunity.
Yes.
Right, they're not looking for a handout. They want to be able to say, I'm doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it came in, that I had the ethics of hard work and being ethical and at the same time be nice to people. This country is great because the people are great. You need to work with them and everybody opens their arm to work with you. And that's how my journey started. You know, it was very difficult for me to make the first $100,000. But after I break the barrier, everybody likes me to say, Harry is a guy that we need to invest on. So the country and the banks and everybody gives in and to work with you if you are the one that who has the capability of making America great.
Love that. Love that story. We're going to talk more with Harry Sadu when we come back. You are listening to Ron Steele Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The American dream is our conversation today. We're talking to Harry Sadoop. Harry Lambright is with us from Patriots and PAWS. We're going to talk about three rules of student loan borrowing and the part of retirement no one plans for. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Robin, thanks for watching us this morning, and I'm going to share your message. Robin's on Facebook with us, Harry, saying thank you for sharing your story and what hard work and a passion for this country to make your dreams come true.
Absolutely.
So that's Robin's comment. Thanks for sharing that with us. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I love listening to Harry's story because it is the truth of what America's all about. Let's get into the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star has the program. They also have the fast pass approval. No one else has it. You don't have to worry about the pre-approval. The underwriter's already looked at the file for you. No loan contingency with the fast pass approval. Three rules of student loan borrowing, and it is no secret that student loan debt in the U.S. has become a big problem. with 43 million Americans now owing a total of more than $1.3 trillion in education loans. A lot of money. $1.3 trillion. I mean, I can't even figure out what that means, to be honest with you. I mean, so much money right there. Three rules, and I'm going to give you a combination of issues here. But one of them, one of the biggest rules I always like to follow is what's the return on investment? I'm a numbers guy. Right? If you're going to spend $50,000 a year to go to a specific institution, you know, Penny, you were talking about this during the break, right? Do the math. How long is it going to take you to pay that off? Even whether it's coming from loans or from mom and dad, right? It doesn't matter where that's coming from. $50,000 a year and after tax, I mean, that means what, about $120,000. Then you have to pay your taxes on that. It's going to bring it down to about $70,000. So even at that, I mean, you can't live on the other 20, right? So the big issue is there. Don't get too excited just because of the name of the school. Harry, you made a comment earlier, right? 2 years of community college, and then you went to a four-year school.
Then 2 years of community college and 3 years of regular, and I took loans.
Okay.
And I paid them off. You know, it was hard, but, you know, again, these things are out there, but it is what it is. You have to pay those loans somehow.
Sure. So the big issue, though, is look at the whether it's worth it. I mean, my comment is, you know, you look at some of these schools. I'm a big fan of Chapman College. I should say Chapman University. I always forget that. When I was there, it was Chapman College, way back when. And it's $50,000 a year now. Think about that concept. At $50,000 per year, you're looking at some serious, serious money. $200,000. If you can save $100,000 by going to Santiago College, big, big difference.
Yeah, it does.
That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So, Harry, we were talking a bit during the break, and it's something that you know, I also have watched, and I will say to you now, my family was very, very involved with the events here on July 4th, and from our family to yours, thank you very much. I mean, I know you and your family came in with a very sizable contribution,
yes.
Financial contribution,
yes.
And you know, a lot of the things, the July 4th in Anaheim Hills wouldn't have taken place if it wasn't for yourself and others who came through and really helped the community. And what has community service done for you through your business world?
Now, Ron, it all started when I was building these businesses in different cities, different towns. You know, my success was the people who visited my stores and the cities and the community when I opened these stores. And I wanted to give that help. So anyway, Boys and Girls Club, or it could be soccer team, it could be the baseball team, because they're all looking for somebody to sponsor them.
Sure.
So guess what? I got involved with every city I went to. I asked them, what can I do to help? Because that's how you build the community relation. And guess what? If you build that relationship, they come and eat at your place. So even though we are in penny business, raising a little bit of money, but every penny's help. Guess what? All these people, all these organizations who came to ask for my help, I was there. I was the first one to write a check to say, what can I do to help you? Because you're the one who is making me successful. So my success is the people and the community that who help me be successful and to have the American dream come true for me.
You know, I know they use, there's a specific term that in a lot of industries they use, but it's basically reciprocation.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you're giving to somebody, someone, even though you're not doing it for that reason, someone almost feels an obligation.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, if I see that the local Apoyo Loco is giving money to my kids' baseball team, and I have an opportunity to go to Apoyo Loco and Carl's Jr., they're in the same parking lot, obviously I'm going to go to the one that's supporting my family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
And you and I can both say that we're very lucky because we're in America.
Yeah.
Right, and we kind of tie that in with Penny Lambright, who's with us, and right, you're... If it wasn't for the veterans of this country, I couldn't come on here and can you imagine doing a conservative radio show in the Soviet Union speaking against what the government might be doing? Right? I'd probably be on for about a half hour, maybe less.
Probably less.
Probably less. But Penny, you work with the veterans once they've come home. Tell us a little bit about Patriots and Paws.
At Patriots and Paws, we provide practical home furnishings to our veterans, active military, and reservists at no cost.
Practical home furnishings.
beds, dressers, silverware, pots and pans, dining room tables, chairs. Imagine you have a key to an apartment because an agency could get you housing, which is awesome. And they give you a key and you open up the door and there's nothing in there. There's no dresser. There's no nothing. What do you need? And that's what we provide. And we do, we give them hope and we allow them to pick out what we have. If they like it, they get to take it because they paid the price already.
Sure.
And the pause part is we will unite them with a rescued animal so that it can be trained to become a service animal with our community partners. And I have to tell you that with the support that we have in the community, it's how we keep our doors open. So it's people like you and companies that allow us to do what we do because we do not take government funding at all. And the reason is because if you've signed the contract to serve our country, we take care of you, period. We don't have restrictions that you have to be this certain rank or you have to be that certain branch or you have to be wounded or disabled or whatever. If you sign the contract to serve our country, we take care of you with whatever the community has given us. I like to say we're the conduit. You're the lamp and you're the electricity, which is awesome. Yeah. But without the conduit, you don't ever turn on. And that's what we are. We are just the piece that makes it work. And we're a gap that nobody else is filling.
So, you know, I've listened to your story, Penny, so many times in the group and the people that you're helping and the veterans. And you know, I'm a big, big proponent of our veterans, anything we can ever do to help. And it's amazing how, again, just one person with an idea and a mission. And I wonder if you've ever thought, and I know you well enough, I bet you don't even know this answer. How many veterans have come through your doors whose lives you've been able to change?
I can tell you how many have come through our doors. And I can tell you there's countless more that lives we've changed. Because when we give you as a veteran, active duty or reservist, a opportunity to come and create an apartment to be your home, how many countless more of your friends who are veterans, active duty and reservists are you inviting into your home? And how has your attitude changed because you now know your community cares? And how does that affect you when you go out into the community and you're with other veterans' active duties? So I can tell you that in less than 6 years, we've helped almost 5,000 families.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. But in addition, there's no telling.
The multiplier effect.
Because when you don't think anybody cares, your attitude reflects that.
Sure.
And when you find that somebody cares, your attitude reflects that. And so you become more social and you become more active in your community and doing more things. And so you are now changing because somebody helped you and you're out there. And so there's no way to know. There's absolutely no way to know how many we've helped. And veterans, when they move on or they get something else better than what they had or whatever, they go, hey, my buddy needs a couch and I'm getting a new couch. Here, take the couch the Patriots and Paws gave me. And those kinds of things. So it trickles down to doing that. But you're right. There's no way to know.
The other part of the mission that you have, how many lives legitimately, I mean, we can say that we've helped lives, right, when different community service events. But Patriots and Paws legitimately saves lives. 22 a day we have of veterans that are taking their own life and the service dog part of what you're doing.
Yeah. Getting a rescued animal, I feel like because I'm an animal person, I have my own challenges, and animals had their own challenges. And I can tell you more times than not, my dogs have helped me get through some of the worst times of my life. And I know that with our service members, that they go through challenges that we will, as civilians, we will never understand.
Sure.
Never understand. And they feel the things that they've been asked to do, they could never share with anybody else. And I think that's part of the reason we're losing so many of them is because they have no way to express what they've gone through or the guilt or remorse or whatever the things that have happened to lead them to the moment, the challenges that they faced. And I know that my dogs have been there for me over and over and over again. And I can tell them the same story a thousand times, a million times. And they don't care. They're like, okay, Mom, it's time to go. Let's go for a walk. And they're just like, whatever. I could say the worst horrible thing I've ever done, and they don't care. Whereas telling you guys, I have to worry about my image. I have to worry about my self-esteem. I have to worry about all those things. And yes, you're smiling at me right now, but then when I leave, you're like, I am never going to have anything to do with that person again. Do you know what they did? Do whatever those things are. An animal doesn't do that.
It's amazing, the fascinating information, and I know I've spoken to some of the providers of the service pets, the animal, service animals, I guess they're really not pets, they're working animals. Now, some of them have come with stories that there's never been a veteran that's committed suicide once they've gotten, one of your providers was sharing that with me, that when he's given a service animal to a veteran, he's never had one that's committed suicide once.
And that's probably Tom Tackett with the Tackett Service Dogs and Patriots. I think part of that is because they now have a purpose.
Sure. They've got
they now have a purpose and a reason, because if I do something like that to me, who is going to take care of my buddy? And I have been taught we leave nobody behind.
Interesting.
And now they have their buddy who they can't leave behind. If I go and I do and I kill myself, who is going to take care of my buddy? I'm leaving my guy behind, and I was trained that you don't do that. And I think that's a big component. But I also think that they also have somebody that they can talk to. And I think that is a big reason, because that animal has their back. And they're trained. They can be sitting there and that dog's looking that direction behind them, watching what's going on behind them and nudging them, letting them know something's coming at them so that they can be prepared, just like in the military.
Fascinating. We're going to talk more with Penny Lambright when we come back. We're going to talk more with Harry Sadu when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, the part of retirement no one plans for. We'll chat about, maybe we won't even chat about that. I like talking to Penny and Harry more, so maybe we'll throw that segment out today. We'll see what happens. But you can reach me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Penny, I have two questions for you. Penny Lambright, Patriots and Paws. You know, you and I have had a conversation. I mean, I think it was with you that I had a conversation that was very fascinating to me. And we've never talked about it, I don't believe, on air. But you were chatting before the break about the veterans coming back, and they have their service animal, and they become that bond between them. And I'd heard recently that in some instances, the service members, the veteran, will not go in for medical assistance because they're worried about who's going to take care of the animal.
We're finding more and more people are reaching out to us asking us for assistance because of whatever reason. I'm a veteran. I live by myself. I have my cat or my dog. It doesn't have to be a service animal. And I have to go have my hip replaced, and I'm going to be gone out of my apartment for 2 or 3 months. Who's going to take care of my animal? Or I'm a homeless veteran. I really need to get into rehab, and I can't find a rehab place that will allow me to go and take my dog with me. That's my saving grace. My dog or my cat's my saving grace, but they won't let me take them. Or I really want to get off the street, but I just can't find housing that allow me to take my dog or cat. It doesn't have to be a service animal. Technically, to them, that's their lifesaver. It doesn't have to be trained to be their buddy. You know?
So regardless of whether or not it's got the certification, it's still serving the same purpose.
For a lot of them, it is. And a lot of them would rather stay on the street or not have their surgery or not do the things that they need to do because that means I have to give up my animal and I have nobody there to take care of them while I'm taking care of me. And so a lot of them will stay on the streets or stay doing drugs or alcohol or not get their knee replaced or their hip or their gallbladder or whatever because there's nobody there to take care of their friend. It's less like if you're a caregiver for your mom or dad and you're this sole caregiver and you have to go and get some kind of procedure, who's going to take care of them while you're doing that? And who are you going to trust?
Sure. That makes a whole lot of sense. Tell us a little bit about the red shirt.
Friday.
Now, you and Harry got the memo.
We did. We did. And he's not. It's in the red family, so it works. Red shirt Friday is remember everyone deployed. And it's a way to come together as a community to let those that are deployed remember that we remember them. And so Fridays, just don't go into Target stores because everybody will think you're there to help. But Fridays is deemed Red Shirt Friday. So whether you have a logo on it saying Red Shirt Friday or it's just a red shirt, you are remembering everyone deployed, R-E-D. And it's just one day out of our month, out of our week to remember those. And some people say it's until everybody comes home. I feel like we will always have people deployed because we're not going to pull everybody from Japan and Germany and all those kinds of things.
I haven't done it for 70 years.
Well, but we need people in different locations. So there will always be people deployed.
Sure.
But we need to remember them. As we're on this radio talking, the freedom we have today is because of those.
Absolutely.
And we need to remember them, and not, we don't have to agree with why we're somewhere, but please, please, please respect those who have made that decision to help us to keep our freedom.
Couldn't say it better myself. I mean, that is I'm the only thing you can say is amen. Right? I mean,
preach it, sister. Okay, sir. Okay, there you go.
I want to chat with Harry for a minute, but I want to find out, as a community, what can we do to help Patriots in Paz?
Support us in your time, talents, and treasures, because we need volunteers. We need a bigger space. We need a box truck. We need your treasures that you don't need anymore. We need the things that really need to be moved on, and you know, your beds, your dressers, your silverware, your pots and pans, the practical things that you open up your linen closet and you have 15 pairs of sheets and you really just use the same two. What are you doing with the rest of them? Or you merged a family and now your garage is full of two households worth of stuff. What are you going to do with it? Have a garage sale? Awesome. Take care of a veteran? Better.
Right, absolutely.
And get a tax write-off.
Yeah.
And it's less time involved for you. All you have to do is either bring it to us or figure out if you're in one of our areas that we pick up 3 days a weekend, and get it to us. However you do it, you know, you can. We do PayPal. We do online. We do events. We have a car show coming up in October in Anaheim. We just had our our golf tournament. We have an open house coming up. I mean, come out and find out about who we are. We're very transparent. You want to see my numbers? Come into my office. I'll show them to you. Let me email them to you. We make sure our taxes are audited because we want transparency. We want you to know that we are a charity that spends our money the way that we save. And we're all volunteers. Every one of us are volunteers.
That's amazing. It's a great organization. I highly Patriots and Paws.
And A&D, Paws Like a Dog's Foot.
.org. Go visit their website and, you know, share with them. This is the time of year to say thanks. Harry, what's up for you? I mean, we've heard your story. It's a great inspirational story. We've had some folks on Facebook making that comment as well, that it's a great inspiration. You know, and I know you a little bit, Harry. I don't think that you're a nuclear engineer. It's not like you've done something that's not replicatable, right? We got to make it work hard.
Absolutely. You know, the American dream is still alive. You can still have your American dream. I tell people, honesty, hard work, go to school, and care for the people around you. Make a difference in your community. That is what I call a success story. And guess what? It's all about that once you get involved with the community, work with them. Go work as a volunteer, just like what she said, that this is the time, if you can do it, why not? And at the end, all I can say is that I've been involved with the city of Anaheim for the last 15 years. I've been helping the community for so long. And just last week, it came in about the 4th of July fireworks. You know, I've been here 25 years in Anaheim. They were short of money, and free fireworks that we have here is what's going to cancel. So I talked to the organization. I said, what do you need? What can I do to help? And they wanted some money to make sure that 50,000 people who watch these shows, they come to see the fireworks. I said, I will help you whatever it takes. So I have donated the money because this country has been great to me. I've been blessed. My family's been blessed. All I can say is the American dream is still alive. Work hard with honesty and hard work. It pays off.
You know, so that's the whole thing. Helping each other, one another, going and doing for each other. And we've had a gentleman on that's a retired special ops in the military, and his comment was everybody should have to contribute or donate or give 2 years.
Yeah.
He didn't say in the military, but there's a lot of places, even if it's cleaning a local park.
Yeah.
Right? We need that in our community. And I've heard other people, I don't know about numbers and things like that, Harry, but I've heard people say that which you give comes back 10 times over.
All I can say is God has blessed me and my family, and I always pray, thank you, America, for giving me an opportunity to be as an immigrant and coming here and making my life beautiful.
Great information. I know there's a lot more on the horizon for Harry's to do, and he'll be back here with me. Hopefully we'll get him to come back here and share what's on the horizon. And instead of talking, we've talked a lot about the past.
Yes.
We want to talk about the future with you in the weeks and months to come as well. So I think there's some good stuff coming.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate having you. And Penny, thanks for coming in all the time, and thanks for everything you're doing for our veterans. That's nothing that, you know, nothing that any of us can say other than thank you. I mean, it's, I know it's a mission for you and a passion, and there's a lot of lives being saved. So, and enhanced, maybe not just saved, but enhanced because of what you're doing. So
it just takes one person. It just takes one person to want to make a difference. And I started this. It's my volunteers that keep it going.
Great information. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak of items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
For a violent minute, my boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.